me. Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shimate Vakti Vrindanga Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Haskatyare Satarine Marushandra Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna. There is a little secret in chanting which we can apply in this kirtan. Good kirtan should be sung with three parts of yourself. The voice, the vocal cords, the mind, that's when you concentrate on the different syllables of the sacred names. And then also the heart, the devotional heart. It's here where feelings of devotion, surrender, calling out to Krishna reside.
Krishna
It's very important because you could chant but not chant at the same time. There is only your head chance. The vocal cords and the mind. But the rest is cut off. Most probably the devotional heart, where we turn to Krishna and surrender, is even more important than the head. That's what we experience when we bow down to Krishna. The head goes down and the heart, which is there in the chest, rises above the head. Please, everyone, sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 My dear everyone, we can do much better. Please let us sing again with these three things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Nitai 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 Nitai. One more time, please, everybody. Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Aibou!
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Oh,
Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Hare Krishna. Does any one of you have a tissue paper, please? Can I please have... Here Krishna Laya has. Is it with taste or without taste?
No, it's without.
I can have? This is now a white color. Do you agree?
Yes.
Is there a way to make this brown without using magic? Must be, otherwise. Mother Yanti has come. Hare Krishna. Welcome. When this paper is coming in contact with this Kali tea, not very brown. It will become brown. Yes, this I have drunk it already 5 times from this cup.
So.
In the same way, my dear everyone, when the mind is coming in contact with something, it adopts the qualities of this. There was once a pilgrim who went to Mayapur to take his bath in the Ganga. As he was worshipping the sacred river Ganga, he took at the end a sip, and it appeared to him that a tadpole was swallowed by him. This is a frog in its growing before teenage time, you know, very when it just comes out of the egg, the Puno glavac, I think, no? Yes. And he thought, oh no, I've gone to the Ganga and I've become a meat eater. I was supposed to be Just eating prasadam, I ate all my life vegetarian, and now at the most sacred place, I have become a meat eater.
Ja trebalo da sam da jedem samo prasadam, cijeli život jedem samo vegetarijansku hranu. I sada na ovom svetom mjestu ja sam počeo da jedem mesu.
With great misery, he was lying down on the ground on the bank of the Ganga. And he was becoming every day a little bit more sick. Until finally, he was just before giving up his life, he was dying.
I dok je konačno nije došao do trenutka kada je skoro počeo da napušta tijelo, jednostavno umirao.
A saint was asked, what can we do for him? He thinks he ate a punoglavac, but there are no punoglavac in the Ganga. It's an illusion.
I onda su pitali jednog sveca tu, pa šta možemo da učinimo za njega, kako da mu pomognemo? On misli da je pojeo punoglavca, ali oni uopšte ne postoje u rijeci Ganga.
The saint said, give me a cup with a punoglavac inside. He went to the man and said, vomit. If you want to save your life, vomit. And as the poor man was vomiting, the saint threw the puna glavac inside.
I dok taj čovjek durao prste povraćao, taj svetac izgleda puno glavca i izbacio ga.
See, it's out!
Evo vidi, eto ga vam je.
You have not killed the puno glavac.
Nisi ubio puno glavca.
Now, quickly bring it back to the pond because the punoglavats will die when it comes into the Ganga. Yet there are no punoglavats in the Ganga.
Sada ga duzo odnesi u jezero jer punoglavac ako ga staviš u rijeku on neće preživjeti, on mora da ide u jezero.
So the man went happily to the pond. His life was saved. He did not notice that all the time he was suffering from an illusion.
I taj čovjek sa zadovoljstvom otišao je do jezera vratio punoglavca i on nije mogao da shvati da je cijelo vrijeme on u stvari bio u iluziji.
Have you understood the message of the story? What is in our mind is so strong. It can make us sick and can make us die. Now, as much as some of you know the story, I have told it a few times in the Balkan region, and I remember even the word the Puno Glavats, when Nityananda Kari said it. Yes, I've said it many times.
A neki od vas možda već poznaju ovu priču, ja sam je već pričao nekoliko puta ranije kada sam čuo tu riječ, tako sam se sjetio da se to kaže puno glavac.
But all of us have something in our mind that, and most of the time, it's maya, an illusion.
I većina nas imamo nešto u svojoj glavi što je u stvari iluzija i maja.
Do you agree?
Da li se slažete?
And we suffer from it.
I patimo od toga.
And we suffer.
I patimo.
And we suffer.
I patimo.
And we suffer.
I patimo.
Life after life.
Život za životom.
Therefore, when Krishna gives us the path out of this world, out of birth and death, he actually addresses this problem, illusions in the mind, by saying, put me in your mind, think of me.
I kada nam Krishna daje put sa kojim možemo da izađemo iz ovoga svijeta rođenja i smrti, on nam daje taj način kako možemo da se riješimo tog problema, to je da mislimo na njega, da njega stavimo u um.
It's a little brown, no? I think you understand what I want to show. And how? You have to bring your mind into one of the seven oceans of my glories and submerge it there.
Znači, Ovo nije toliko smeđa, ali mislim da shvatate pointu. Krišna kaže da trebamo da, da dođemo do jednog od tih sedam okeana njegovih slava i da se uronimo u njega.
The first ocean of his glories is Karunya Jaladi.
Prvi okean njegovih slava se zove Karunya Jaladi.
Krishna is an ocean of compassion.
Krishna je okean samilosti.
Please say, repeat after me.
Molim vas ponavljati za mnom.
Karunya Jaladi.
Karunya Jaladi.
Yes. In the beginning of his pastimes here on earth, he showed how he is an ocean of compassion.
Na početku njegovih zabava ovdje na planeti Zemlji, on je pokazao na koji način je on okean samilosti.
His great devotee Uddhava was once sitting somewhere and he was remembering this Karunya Leela, this pastime of compassion, and he was simply crying, thinking, "My Lord is so merciful."
Jednom prilikom Uddhava Krishna Bhakta je sjedio i meditirao, razmišljao je o toj Karunya zabavi i jednostavno samo plakao, mislići na
nju. There was, as you know, Kamsa didn't like Krishna.
Kao što znate, Kamsa nije volio Krishna.
And in the beginning of his pastime, he sent a terrible witch called Putana to kill him.
I na početku njegovih zabava on je poslao groznu vještricu Putanu kako bi ga ubila.
So Putana knew how to change her form and come into the form of a beautiful lady.
Putana je znala kako da mijenja oblik i onda se ona pojavila u obliku jedne predivne dame.
Her hair was so beautiful.
Na kosa je bila prelijepa.
Her eyes.
Oči.
Very beautiful. Her breasts. Ooh, so full.
Predivne grudi.
All the symptoms of beauty were there, and when she walked through the simple village of Vrindavan, where the simple villagers lived, they all went woo.
Ona je ispravila sve simptome ljepote i dok je hodala kroz, to, kroz jednostavno selo Vrindavan, svi su seljani tu su bili zapadni.
Beautiful ladies usually are dealt with in any society, just like beautiful children, they have a free access everywhere. So she came to Krishna's house, and the ladies said, "Wow, you must be a goddess of fortune," they thought.
I sve žene tu su razmišljale, ovo mora da je božica sreće.
And I heard in some descriptions she had a lotus in her hand.
U nekim opisima je rečeno da je ona imala lotus u cijeli.
And she asked Mother Yashoda, "Would you mind if I breastfeed your little child?"
I ona je pitala majku Yashodu, "Da li bi ti smetalo da ga ja podojim?"
So Yashoda said, "No, no, Slobodan, go." And she went inside. Now before coming into the village, she had painted her breast with the most deadly of poisons, which you just needed to touch it and it would act. little Krishna, he was so small, opened his eyes and saw her. She thought, "Oh no, the first demon I have to kill in my pastime is a woman. This I really don't like."
I Krishna, mali Krishna je otvorio oči i on je rekao, "Ona ne, prva osoba, prvi demon koji trebam da ubijem u svojim zabavama je žena, jednostavno ne mogu to da ubijem."
So Raghunath Prabhu was showing us, she went zip and took the baby at her breast.
I Raghunath Prabhu nam je pokazao, rekao da samo tako otvorila svoje gornje dio odjeće i stavila dijete na grudi.
And Krishna started to suck. But together with the milk and the poison, he began to take out the very life of Putana. Krishna was very beautiful, very small, very sweet. But he did not show these features to Putana, but he showed his tremendous force to her. And killed her until she was forced to run. The pressure was so hard that she had to run out of the house, and there she took on her size, her great size, and she fell on an orchard and destroyed all the trees there.
I tu je ona, taj pritisak od Krišne je bio tako intenzivan, jak, da je ona samo istrčala iz sela i tu se ona vratila u svoj oblik koji je bio jako velik i pala je na neki voćnjak i uništila svu drveće.
It was not the orchard of Nanda Maharaj.
To nije bio voćnjak Nanda Maharaj.
This orchard belonged to Kamsa. Jiva Goswami thinks about this pastime. Putana was only dressed like a devotee.
Putana je bila obučena kao bhakta.
But her heart was full of mercy. Full of hatred towards Krishna. Krishna, however, accepted her. So we all have a chance. We are dressed like devotees, at least. In the Balkans, we are not so good with the sika. That is not always visible. But at least sometimes we dress in dhotis and saris. So Jiva Goswami says, if Putana attained Krishna just by coming close to him, although she had hatred in her heart, how much a devotee who comes close to Krishna will get?
I Jiva Goswami kaže, ako je Putana koja je dobila milost Krišnu samo zato što mu se približila, koliko onda milosti će dobiti bhakta?
And what if a devotee makes an offering to Krishna with faith?
A šta reći o tome ako bhakta napravi ponudu Krišni sa vjerom?
And who believes actually in Krishna? And what is with a devotee who approaches Krishna with bhakti or devotion? And what is happening to a devotee who offers something to Krishna with affection? And even more than all of this, a devotee who offers Krishna something that is dear to the Lord, they will be so blessed. But even more than that, what if a devotee offers his life to Krishna? I know here in the South European countries, there are devotees who joined when they were 16 years old. And they still serve Krishna. At least with the body. Madvamuni, Marayanti, and so many others. No, I don't know every one of you.
Madhyanti, Madhvamuni, puno drugih, ne poznaju vas lično.
So Krishna showed this pastime at the beginning of his lila to give the devotee a taste by saying, "Listen, my devotee, come to me. I will give you my mercy."
I Krishna razotkriva ovu lilu na početku svoje pojave i da bi rekao svojim baktama, dođite ovdje da vam dam svoju milost.
Yes, and then those devotees who think further understand, well, if he not just come to Krishna, but come with bhakti to Krishna, so much more is given to us.
Da ti bhakte razmišljaju, ako dođem Krishna ne samo tako, nego čak ako mu dođem sa bhakti, puno toga će slijediti.
In this beautiful morning workshop of our Bhaktiananda Tirtha Maharaj, we were asked to reflect deeply on our faith and our hope.
Jutros smo na predivnom seminaru Bhaktivinoda Tirtha Swami smo imali jednu vježbu koju smo trebali da duboko meditiramo svoju vjeru.
And I was deeply doing this.
Ja sam to zaista i radio na drugih načina.
And as I was preparing this class, a doubt came in my heart.
I dok sam se pripremao za ovo predavanje, jedna sumnja je došla u moje srce.
My first doubt was, I'm not such a great devotee.
Moja prva sumnja je bila, ja nisam tako veliki bhakta.
Do I have the right to expect the mercy of Krishna?
Da li imam pravo da očekujem Krishnu milost?
And my second doubt was, is Krishna really giving mercy even today?
A moja druga sumnja je bila, da li Krishna zaista daje svoju milost čak i danas?
What is with all those devotees whose prayer seemed to not have been answered?
Šta je sa svim onim baktama čije molitve izgleda kao da nisu uslišane?
So I would like to address these two doubts if you allow me. I hope it's not too heavy for you.
Ukoliko mi dopustite, ja bih želio da pričam o ove dvije sumnje, ako to nije preteško za vas.
I will start with the first doubt.
I počet ću sa prvom sumnjom.
What is with the prayers of that went unanswered?
Šta je sa molitvama koje nisu uslišane?
Doesn't this show that either there is no God or the God which is there is not merciful?
Da to pokazuje da u stvari nema Boga ili ako ga ima da on nije milostiv?
In the last few years I have read many accounts of many devotees. Accounts means descriptions.
U posljednjih nekoliko godina sam čitao nekoliko opisa o nekoliko različitih bhakta.
I came upon very recent modern examples.
Imao sam u rukama neke od veoma skorijih primjera.
And I came also in a book called Bhakta Mala, which describes the life of many devotees. It's very inspiring, this work, on the example of Madhava.
I došao sam do knjige koja se zove Bhakta Mala, koja opisuje živote mnogih bhakta, i tu je jedan jako inspirativan primjer bhakte koji se zove Madhava.
I have told this a few times, but, and if you allow me, I will also tell it here in Serbia.
Smo ovo već ispričali nekoliko puta, ali koliko mi dozvolite to ću ispričati danas u Srbiji.
Madhava was a devotee who lived in Jagannath Puri.
Madhava je bio bhakta koji je živio u Jagannath Puri.
And one day he became very sick with diarrhea.
I jednog dana je postao jako bolestan, dobio je diareju.
Who of you had diarrhea when they were in India?
Ko je od vas imao diareju kada je bio u Indiji?
Oof.
I'm okay.
Everyone except for Anuradha. This is in the first 2 days it's a fun disease. Because you make sounds that sound like a truba. But after some time, my dear devotees, it's very heavy because it washes all minerals which you need out of your body. You become emaciated, very thin, and so weak, and you can actually die from some forms of diarrhea.
Ali nakon nekoliko dana to postaje tako teško zato što ta dijareja ispire sve minerale iz vašeg tijela koji su vam potrebni za normalno funkcionisanje, postajete jako izbijeni I mršavi I od nekih vidova dijareje čak možete I da napustite tijelo.
And you have to go multiple times a day.
Morate da idete nekoliko puta na dan.
So Madhava's diarrhea got so bad that he hurried to the ocean so that he could each time when it came take a bath.
I Madhava koji imao dijareju je otišao do okeana kako bi mogao svaki put kada izađe da se okupa.
But he didn't heal, so he stayed there and eventually became so weak that he was close to his death. He could not even get himself a glass of water. He was just so weak.
Ali on nije nikako mogao da ozdravi I postao je tako slab da je skoro bio pred napuštanje tijela.
Now,
čak nije mogao da uzme ni jednu čašu.
One day he was just lying there. He felt someone was coming.
Jedan dan je tako samo ležao tu I osjetio kako neko dolazi.
And gave a glass of water there.
I on je dao čašu vode.
This person had red, huge eyes.
Ta osoba imala velike crvene oči.
Madhava shouted, "I recognize you."
Madhava je uzviknuo, "Prepoznajem te."
You are the lord of this place.
Ti si gospodar ovoga mjesta.
But how unfortunate it is, you have given up your position of being God.
Ali kako to kako to strašno, ti si se odrekao svoje pozicije Boga.
By performing service to me, you, who are to be served by everyone, have stepped one step down.
Ali ti, time što si došao I mene služio, ti si sišao jednu stepenicu niže, a tebe bi trebali svi da služe.
You have lost your position of being God.
Ti si izgubio svoju poziciju Boga.
Now, Lord Jagannath said, but what could I do? I cannot tolerate even a moment of the suffering of my devotees. Listen very carefully now with your doubt in the mind. Madhava voiced the doubt. If you can't tolerate the suffering which I undergo, don't bring me a glass of water. Stop my diarrhea.
Ako ne možeš da toleriraš moju patnju, nemoj mi onda donositi čašu vode, nego zaustavi dijareju.
Do you understand his logic?
Da li shvatate njegovu logiku?
Madhva Muni, do you understand his logic?
Madhva Muni, razumiješ li njegovu logiku?
I will repeat for you. And for all of those who have switched off their intelligence at the moment. Madhava suffered from diarrhea.
Madhava je imao dijareju.
Then the Lord came and gave him water. And Madhava said, well, we should serve you. You should not serve a wretch like me. You have lost your position of being God.
Madhava je rekao, mi bismo trebali služiti tebe, a ne ti nas, time si što ti služiš mene, ti imaš svoju poziciju Boga.
Then the Lord answered, what can I do? I can't tolerate the suffering of my devotee.
Gospodin je odgovorio, pa šta sam mogao napraviti? Ja ne mogu da toleriram patnju svojih bhakta.
Then Madhava said, but if that is the case, and you are not just speaking pious words, then tell me, why did you give me the diary in the first place? And second, why don't you take the diary away? I don't need a glass of water. I need a cure from diarrhea.
Onda je on rekao, ako stvarno misliš to što govoriš, a ne govoriš samo neke pobožne riječi, onda zašto si mi uopšte dao dijareju na prvom mjestu, a druga stvar, ako ne možeš tolerirati moju patnju, onda promijen dijareju, nemoj me davati čašu vode.
Just like all of us, we may say, well, if it's really true that the Lord is so compassionate that he removes my suffering, why doesn't he do it, please?
I kao što mi isto mislimo, ako Krišna ne može tolerirati moju patnju, zašto mi uopšte i daje?
Why are so many devotees unhappy?
Zašto ima tako puno bhakta koji nisu sretni?
Why have we lost so many devotees?
Zašto smo izgubili tako puno bhakta?
If the Lord really is compassionate,
ako je gospodin zaista samilostan,
he should have removed Madhava's diarrhea and our suffering.
Onda bi on trebao da ukloni tu dijareju od Madhave i isto tako i naše patnje.
Listen to the answer of the Lord.
Poslušajte odgovor koji je dao gospodin.
He said, in this regard, I face a dilemma.
U ovom kontekstu ja sam suočen sa jednom dilemom.
If I would take away the remaining karma from my devotees, I would violate the laws by which this world function, action and reaction.
Ukoliko bih ja uklonio preostalu karmu od mojih bhakta, ja bih narušio zakone po kojima ovaj svijet funkcioniše, zakone akcije i reakcije.
One is bound to enjoy or suffer the fruits of his own actions. One is bound.
Osoba mora da iskušava rezultate svog djelovanja. Jednostavno mora to se desiti.
The world would stop if this law stops.
Svijet bi stao ukoliko bi se narušio ovaj zakon.
So, my only chance to help you is to give you the strength to go through this and to help you by giving you a glass of water.
I moja jedina šansa da ti pomognem je da ti dam snagu da prođeš kroz to sve i da ti dam čašu vode.
In this way, Madhava and the Lord discussed back and forth, and in no time the sufferings of Madhava went away completely.
I tako su gospodin Madhava razgovarali o ovoj temi i u vrlo kratkom roku patnje Madhave su se završile.
This discussion is highlighted as postulating the glories of Krishna's mercy in this world.
Ova priča naglašava te, ona pokazuje kako izgleda ta Krišnina milost u ovome svijetu.
In other words, he does not always take away the suffering in the way you expect him to do.
Drugim riječima, on ne uklanja uvijek patnje na onaj način na koji vi to očekujete.
But for his devotees who become like Putana, who turn towards him, who approach him, he gives them the strength.
Ali svojim bhaktama koji su poput Putane, koji se okrenu ka njemu, on im daje snagu.
Like our Maharaji has, intelligent Maharaji has said, he has not seen any other place where one can get such hope as in religious or spiritual life.
Kao što je naš inteligentni Maharaj rekao, on nije vidio ni jedno drugo mjesto na kojem možemo dobiti toliko vjere u svojoj duhovnosti.
But you must remember, Krishna doesn't give his mercy. Now comes a difficult word. Let us see how good Nityananda Kari does. Krishna doesn't give his mercy arbitrarily. Do you know what this is? It means just willkürlich, you know, randomly.
Krishna, morate da znate da Krishna ne daje svoju milost tek tako bez nekakvog reda.
Remember the one qualification of Putana.
Sjetite se jedne kvalifikacije koju je imala Putana.
That's the qualification everyone has who wants mercy, who has to have. It's not a big qualification.
To nije neka velika kvalifikacija, ali mora imati svako ko želi da primi milost.
Putana approached Krishna.
Putana je prišla Krishna.
She came to Krishna. She went through the doors. She looked at Krishna. So if you want mercy of Krishna, you have to become unmukha, turn towards Krishna. Then he will give the mercy even if you are not so qualified. By the way, do you know that more tears were shed when prayers were answered than when prayers went unanswered? This is Mother Teresa from Calcutta. She says like this. So, let us now deal with the second doubt in regards to mercy of Krishna. Shortly before Rupa Goswami left the world, or the last thing he wrote before he left his world is called the Utkalika Valari. It is his last song. And I would like to sing you a song from this, so to give happiness to your heart. He addresses the doubt that Krishna is there for the good devotees, not for me. Katam idam api vanchitam nikishta sputam ayam ahati jantu utamaham guru lagu ganoni jihita tanato jayati taram atava kripa dyuti vamna kaki no jatati taram atava kripa dyuti vam. He is in the forest of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami. He has gone deep into the forest where no one can see him. And he is crying so much for mercy that he feels his tears are hot like burning metal. He is old. Soon he will leave this world. But he feels he wants some special mercy from Krishna. And in this mood he addresses Radha and Krishna by saying, "O protectors from suffering." I know I have actually no right to desire things which even the great devotees don't have. But the luster of your mercy is so big that you don't distinguish between the elevated and the fallen. It shines excellently. He compares Radha and Krishna to a blue cloud with a lightning, a yellowish lightning.
On poredi Radu Krishnu sa plavčastim oblakom, kroz koji se proteže jedna linija koja je zlatne boje.
Who is the blue cloud?
Ko je taj plavčasti oblak?
Krishna. And who is the lightning? Just checking if you still listen or if you are like some of my audience who talk with others and do only the body is here but the mind has gone. Imagine a cloud with a rain burst. It does not distinguish between the qualified and the disqualified. So you are like this. You don't distinguish between the fallen and the elevated. Krishna. When I heard this, I said, I don't believe it. But then I studied the term mercy. There are actually, I think, 6 different types of mercy that Krishna gives. Are you interested in this? Why? Maybe to get some of it. Maybe. Maybe to, and those of you who are a little atheistic, you can say, no, just to prove Satchinanda Swami wrong. But listen, please. First, there is Karuna, this type of mercy. It comes when the heart is very soft. And when he wants to do something for a person, even if it means to do a sacrifice. I was talking today to a very nice devotee. And we discussed about the mercy of Jesus. The way it is described is that he feels so much karuna in his soft heart that he sacrificed his very life. Maybe for those of you who look for a very human example, it's when a mother or a father feels so much softness towards their child that they don't mind to stay up the whole night if the child has fever and giving the child what it needs.
Može za one od vas koji imaju potreba da nam malo prizemljeniji primjer, možemo to da uporedimo sa majkom i ocem koji, ukoliko je dijete bolesno, nema nikakav problem s tim da ostaju budni cijelu noć i da daju dijete ono što mu je potrebno.
Karuna is a type of mercy where the Lord thinks himself into the situation of the devotee.
Karuna je takva vrsta milosti kada se Krishna uživljava u situaciju koja se nalazi u njegovom patru.
And where he wants to do something to solve it.
I gdje on želi da učini nešto kako bi razriješio tu situaciju.
I will give you a few German words for this.
Daću vam nekoliko njemačkih riječi koje vam opisuju.
Anteilnahme. Entgegenkommen. Herzliches Mitleid. Teilnehmendes Verständnis. I think you get the idea. The next is Kripa. This is a mercy which the Lord shows when he sees the inner attitude of a bhakta.
Ovo je milost koju Krishna daje kada vidi tu taj unutrašnji stav bhakti.
He feels like the devotee really is a nice devotee.
On osjeća, ovaj bhakta je zaista fin bhakta.
He feels very hopeless.
On se osjeća totalno bez nade.
He feels wretched.
Osjeća se kao.
Like a kripana. And then the Lord says, well, let me give him my kripa. Then there is anugraha. Where Krishna, graha means to capture like this, graha, to grab. Where he grabs a devotee according to his efforts. He works, in other words, not for everyone, this anugraha. The Lord says, does he make an effort? The others are more, you could say, causeless, because the devotee may be very fallen, but the Lord at that time feels so much softness in the heart towards the devotee that he just comes to him or helps him.
Ove druge vrste milosti koje smo spomenuli su možda malo više bez uslova, bez prethodnih nekih uslova. Tu Krišna samo osjeća mekoću u svom srcu i on dolazi do bhakti i želi da mu da svoju milost.
Then there is daya, which is pity.
Tu je isto i daya, koja je sažaljenje.
Anukampa is there.
Anukampa.
Where the devotee is agitated and trembles.
Gdje bhakta uznemiren i trese se.
The example is the kings which were imprisoned by King Jarasandha, and they were thinking every moment the guardians of the prisons come, the guards, and they open the door, take me out, and then they will behead me as a sacrifice for Shiva.
To je primjer da su ovi kralje koje je uhvatio Jarasandha, koji su bili zatočeni. I onda su se uvijek bojali da će tu doći čuvari, otvoriti vrata i oni će ih onda obezglaviti, odsjećaju glavu kao prinos, kao žrtvu Šivi.
Can you imagine how you feel when you are in a prison and any moment that is for the next 1 minute they could come and get you and hang you?
Da možete to da zamislite kako su oni osjećali da se nalaze se u zatvoru i svake minute mogu da dođu čuvari da vas izvedu i odnesu.
You tremble.
Tresite se.
And that trembling causes a lot. You tremble and you say to Krishna in Serbian language, Nasi dragi gospodin, help me. And then there is another type of mercy. It's called, in the Hare Krishna movement we like this the most, it's called prasad. It is the result of having pleased the Lord, prasidati. By one service. So this gives you the idea of what is good prasad.
I ovo vam može dati također razumijevanje šta je to dobar prasad.
The cooks cook in such a way that they want to please the Lord or his devotees by their service.
Kuhari kuhaju na takav način da žele da zadovolje gospodina ili njegove bhakte.
And then the Lord feels, wow, so happy, so pleased by the service or by the food, that he gives a special type of mercy called prasad.
i Krišna se osjeća tako zadovoljno sa tom službom koju su tako napravili, da on daje tu posebnost milosti koja se zove prasad.
But prasad can also be given like without pleasing the Lord, just out of the Lord's will.
A prasad isto tako može Krišna da može dati bez toga da bude zadovoljen, daje ga samo tako.
All these and perhaps more are forms in which Krishna gives his mercy.
Sve ovo su oblici na koje, na način na koje Krišna daje svoju milost.
But only to one type of person.
Ali samo jednu vrstu osobe.
Do you remember?
Da li se sjećate?
Madhu Chanda has listened. You must approach Krishna.
Morate prići Krishna.
Therefore, this example of Putana is given at the very beginning of Krishna's Leela.
Zato ovaj primjer Putane dat na samom početku Krishna zadanja.
You must come to Krishna.
Morate doći Krishna.
You must give up what is in between you and Krishna.
Morate da se odreknete onoga što se nalazi između vas i Krishna.
What is in between us and Krishna?
A šta je to što se nalazi između nas i Krishna?
Yes, desire to enjoy separately, or we can call it the ego.
To je želja da uživamo odvojeno od Krishne, a to možemo isto tako da nazovemo ego.
Look at my cup. I would love to know who gave me this most beautiful cup in my life. I've never seen even the shadow of such a beautiful cup before. Who was it?
Nadia.
Wow, Nadia, where did you find this cup? It even looks like a heart, no? Here. Look at this cup. Maxi Premia cup. If this cup is filled with water, it must have a certain inclination. It must be like this. Not like this. Put it like this. See what happens? Nishta inside. So there are four very powerful sadhanas by which you can receive the mercy of Krishna.
Postoje četiri jako moćne sadhane pomoću kojih možete dobiti Krishna milost.
Now even Veni Madhava is interested. My day is successful. Veni Madhava listens with interest.
Moj dan je uspješan. Veni Madhava sluša sa interesom.
These sadhanas are revolving around one inner attitude.
Ove četiri sadhane se kreću oko jednog stava koji možemo da imamo unutra.
Called humility.
Taj stav je, se zove poniznost.
But this humility sadhana must be done on four levels.
Ali ova sadhana poniznosti se mora raditi na četiri nivoa.
It's not enough to sign your letters or your emails or WhatsApp message with your humble servant.
Nije dovoljno da se potpisujete vašim mailovima ili WhatsApp porukama ili pismima tvoj ponizni sluga.
First humility must be done on the level of the body. That's the most simple one.
Na prvi nivo na kojem se treba prakticirati poniznost je na nivou tijela i taj je najlakši nivo.
You bow down and do menial service.
Odajete poštovanje, saginjete se prema dole i radite tu fizičku službu.
Then you must practice humility on the level of the mind.
Onda morate prakticirati poniznost na nivou uma.
Self-introspection.
Introspektivnost.
Look at yourself from a healthy distance.
Pogledajte same sebe sa jednim zdravim udaljenosti.
Do I do offenses maybe?
Da li možda radim uvrede?
Am I rendering service?
Da li radim službu?
Is Krishna important for me?
Da li je Krishna meni uopšte važan?
What's about my progress? Do I want to make progress?
Šta je sa mojim napretkom? Da li uopšte želim da napredujem?
And then comes humility on the level of the heart.
I onda dolazi poniznost na nivou srca.
I find this the most difficult sadhana.
Ja mislim da je ovo najteža sadhana.
It is called regret or repentance.
Ona se zove žaljenje ili pokajanje.
I'm sorry, my Lord, that after all these years, I'm still so conditioned.
Moj dragi gospodine, tako mi je žao da sam nakon svih ovih godina još uvijek tako uspravljen.
I'm sorry, my Lord, that really, if I'm honest, I have very little taste.
Moj dragi gospodine, tako mi je žao da moram da budem iskren, da imam tako malo ukusa.
I'm sorry, my Lord, you have given me so much, but I have no faith in you, or little faith.
Moj dragi gospodine, meni je tako žao što, iako si mi dao tako puno, nemam skoro nikakvu vjeru u tebe.
These three types of humility sadhana are very important.
Ove tri vrste sadhane poniznosti su jako bitne.
Your statement, I'm your humble servant, is meaningless if you do not practice humility.
Vaša izjava, tvoj poniznost sluga, nema nikakvog smisla ukoliko ne prakticirate poniznost.
The speech, I'm humble servant, is not truthful if you are not bowing down with your body and do seva.
Vaša izjava, tvoj poniznost sluga, nije istinita ukoliko ne odajete poštovanje i ne radite službu.
But on the positive side, when you do some self-introspection and practice some regret, your speech becomes wonderful and you can glorify Krishna like anything.
A s druge strane, s pozitivne strane, ukoliko prakticirate tu introspektivnost i ukoliko imate i pokajanje, onda vaše riječi postaju istinite.
Look at your chanting. When does it work? What does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? We must become humble. And this is what it means. Body, mind, heart and speech. Four. Then you can chant always. You can go into the airport through the gate of the airport. You can go into this room through this door and also through the windows. But into Krishna consciousness, you cannot go through an ordinary door. You have to go through the door of humility. With body, mind and heart. Hare Krishna! This is for now all. I have many more notes on Krishna, on the subject. This is the first ocean, Karunya Jaladi. I wish you that you can swim in this ocean very comfortably during this summer camp.
Želim vam da jako lijepo plivate kroz ovaj okean tokom ljetnog kampa.
And afterwards. And I want to end before I go to the question and answers by chanting a very nice verse.
I želio sam prije nego što pređemo na pitanja i odgovore da vam pročitam jedan predivan stih.
This was chanted by a king who became so humble that in all ancient temples he is engraved at the threshold step of the temple.
O njega je izgovorio jedan kralj i taj stih je tako predivan da u svim drevnim hramovima on je ugraviran na samom pragu.
If you go into the Radharaman temple, you might have seen there is a on the step over which you have to walk, there is in the stone a king, and I don't know if it's the queen is also there. I don't know. I think it's only the king. And you know, you see there's a dhoti, there's a bag, there's a shika, and he's lying there.
Mislim da je tu samo kralj i kraljica, ali on je tu ugravirani sa, možete da vidite njegov dot i sliku, on tu leži.
I think he wanted this in his testament that he is there on every temple so that all the devotees can walk over him and the dust goes on him.
Ja mislim da je on to poželio u svom testamentu da ga ugraviraju tu kako bi svako morao da prelazi preko njega i da mu ostavljaju svoj prašinu.
Who is this amazing personality? Any idea? King Kulashekai.
Yeah.
So he has sung a song. And I want you to repeat. It's very nice. It's with names of Krishna. Please repeat. Hey Gajendra Karuna Parina, Gajendra Karuna Parina, Hey Madhava, Hey Ramanuja, Hey Jagatraya Guru, Hey Jagatraya Guru, Hey Pundarikaksha, Hey Gopijananata, Palaya Param, Palaya Param, Janami Natvam Vina, Janami Natvam Vina. O young cowherd boy. Yes. It's all right. We just think. O ocean of mercy.
O ocean of mercy.
O husband of Lakshmi.
O muž Lakshmi.
O killer of Kamsa.
O ubica Kamsa.
O merciful benefactor of Gajendra. O Madhava,
O Madhava,
O younger brother of Rama, Balaram,
O mlađi brat Rama, Balaram,
O spiritual master of the three worlds,
O duhovni učitelj tri svijeta,
O lotus-eyed lord of the gopis,
O gospodaru gopija koji ima lotus-eyed lord,
I know no one greater than you.
Ne znam nikoga koji je veći od tebe.
Please protect me. Hey Gopalaka.
Hey Gopalaka.
Hey Kripa Jalinide.
Hey
Sindhu Kanya Pate. Hey Kangshantaka, Hey Gajendra Karuna Parina, Hey Gajendra Karuna Parina, Hey Madhava, Hey Ramanuja, Hey Jagatraya Guru, हे पुनरिकाक्षमं हे गोपी जननाथ पालया अत पालया परम जनामि नात्वं विना. This is taken from the Mukunda Mala Stotra. Yes. So much realization. Why? Because he did the he doubted his doubts. He could understand they come from the ego. That separates us from Krishna. He thought extraordinary thoughts. There is a God. He will reciprocate. I just have to turn to him with humility. So these are the type of concepts which are behind the first ocean. Karunya Jalidi, in which the mind should be steeped. But there are other oceans. It may be difficult for us to go into the first ocean, but there are other oceans. And we will hear about these oceans. I think Krishna will get eventually every one of us with one of his seven oceans. So stay with us. Stay with us. Listen carefully, even if I manage to provoke you. Very good. And Krishna. Good. So, let me now see if there are any questions. Hari Shyam. Hari Shyam from India.
In the first story you shared about the devotee who is suffering from diarrhea.
Yes.
And the Lord came and said, I won't remove the diarrhea, but I'll give you the strength to deal with it.
Yeah. And to be very complete, I will bring you water. Yeah. Yes.
So, relating to my own personal life, going through periods of like losing taste in Krishna consciousness after returning from India or having been in good association, and praise the Krishna, please, like, I don't want to be in this low space. And at that point, if Krishna says, I'll give you the strength to just deal with it, it's a little disappointing. I would rather Krishna give me my taste back so I can resume enthusiastic devotional service.
Kada to poređem sa svojim životom, kada na primjer vratim se iz Indije i počnem da gubim se ukus u svjesnosti Krishna, i ako se ja u tom momentu molim Krishna, on mi kaže, pa ja ću sada samo dati snagu da ti prođeš kroz taj period. To je malo razočaravajuće, jer radije da Krishna mi da ponovo nazad taj ukus.
So, is it better that he just gives us the strength to deal with it? Is there something there that I'm not seeing?
Da li bolje da nam Krishna daje samo snagu da prođemo kroz to ili možda tu ima nešto što ja ne mogu da vidim?
And you would love to have the enthusiasm back, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to know the address where we can get strength and enthusiasm.
Moramo da znamo adresu na kojoj možemo dobiti snagu i entuzijazam nazad.
We have with us a very wonderful couple who lives in Mayapur. It is Rupa Nugapapu and one moment, Mitravinda. You must speak to these two devotees. They are wonderful.
Među nama ovdje imamo jedan par koji živi u Mayapuru, to su Rupa Nugapapu i Mitravinda. Morate razgovarati sa njima, oni su predivni bhakte.
And Rupa Nugapapu gave me a whole collection of tapes or recordings of His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj. And in one of these lectures I heard something very, very amazing. Maharaj said something very amazing. When Krishna hears someone saying, "Oh Krishna, give me your mercy, please." Krishna says, "This mercy is not with me any longer." I have given this mercy to my devotees. Go to my devotees, then you will get my mercy. And now, when you hear this, you think, where is this in the Shastras? Actually, it's all over the Shastras. Yes. I'm trying to find the direct quote. I have such a wonderful notebook with so many quotes inside. It's all right. My dear devotees, would you like to taste lotus honey? The honey which is gained from the pollen of lotus flowers. I hear it's very, very special. When you want to have such honey, do you go to the lotus flower? Bring your spoon and eat the honey from the lotus flower. It won't work. You have to go to the beehive. Because the bees have the ability to extract the honey from the flower.
Zato što pčele imaju tu sposobnost da naprave med od lotosovog cvijeta.
They go and collect the nectar.
Oni idu i skupljaju nektar.
And put it in a second special stomach.
I stavljaju ga u drugi posebni stomak.
And then while they fly, this nectar is somehow churned.
I tako to kone leti, na neki način se bučka taj nektar.
Then they come to other bees and give that into their mouth.
I onda dođu do drugih pčela i to daju u njima direktno u usta.
Then they process it further.
One to procesuju dalje.
Until finally the nectar can be stored in the honeycomb.
I sad konačno taj nektar se ne postavi u košnicu.
You only have one stomach. And that stomach cannot churn something and make it into honey. So if we want the mercy of Krishna, we go to the devotees of Krishna. Who are Svajatiya, they are a little bit more advanced than us. They taste the rasa of Krishna consciousness. And they love us. They are kind to us. So there is the address, Harishyam. Not directly from Krishna. And there you can get your enthusiasm back. When I lack enthusiasm, I usually read about Prabhupada's pastimes and hear directly from his lotus lips.
Kada meni nedostaje entuzijazma, ja obično slušam o njegovim zabavama ili slušam direktno sa njegovih lotusnih
usta. But to be very, very, very truthful, it's nice to go from time to time to the Holy Dham because this atmosphere sucks so much out of us.
A da budem iskren, isto je tako jako dobro, s vremena na vrijeme otići na svjetlo mjesto, jer ta atmosfera, ona izvuče dosta toga.
I asked one couple from Croatia who have stayed, I believe, 3 months or 6 months, I've forgotten, in the Holy Dham. How do you feel being back in Croatia?
I razgovarao sam sa jednim parom iz Hrvatske koji je bio neko vrijeme, 3 ili 6 mjeseci, u Maripuru i da sam na svetom mjestu da sam ih pitao kako oni da vratiti se u Hrvatsku.
Not just Maripur, the Vrindavan, Puri, Maipur. And they said, strange, it feels strange.
Jako je čudno, osjećamo se čudno.
Maybe for you strange is normal. Hare Krishna. I sometimes feel when I'm in India, oh my God, I would be, I could stay in India if it wouldn't be India. Hare Krishna. Dobro. He is Bhakti Granta, who always has questions.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. It's from the beginning of our relationships that you always invoke something in myself, in others. It's your mercy, first of all. And I would like to ask you, can you define for us, please, in one moment of the class, Mataji Devi nicely said, what separates us from Krishna is the desire to enjoy separately from Him. So it's a little cloud in my head.
Anurada.
And I would have a second question, very short. How we can check, as you said, the door to enter the Krishna consciousness is humility. And how we check this in our lives? Are we able to do it ourselves, or we have to approach, as you said, Svajapriya, some more advanced devotee? You know, what is the measurement, how to do it? Thank you. Mogu da prevedem. Evo, hvala Maharadu što nas uvijek inspiriši da nam se probude dobra pitanja, nadamo se. Prvo pitanje je bilo jednom trenutku, jedna Batina jako lepo rekla, ono što nas odvaja od Krišne, to je želja da uživamo nezavisno od njega. Pa sam zamolio Maharadu da li to može malo bliže da nam objasni, ali to ostaje kao neka nejasna onako sad ideja u glavi šta to zapravo znači, uživati odvojeno od Krišne. A druga stvar je u vezi poniznosti. Maharadž je rekao da je poniznost su vrata kroz koja se ulazi u svjesnost Krišne. Da li to možemo sami sebe da procenimo koliko napredujemo na putu poniznosti ili je potrebno da uzemo utočište naprednijih svađatija, tako je rekao Maharadž, stručno naprednijih bhakta, da oni procene kako napredujemo na tom putu.
Yeah, I think to some degree we all want to enjoy a little bit separately from Krishna. In Calcutta, Prabhupada once told the devotees what is the motto of his life. Fasten your seatbelt. You are in for a surprise. Nothing for me, everything for Krishna. Who can claim to be on that level? I can't. Yeah. So this shows you that there is something separating you from Krishna's pleasure. The hand doesn't want to give all the food to Krishna, but something he wants to try to put digest on its own.
Ovo ti može pokazati kako tu još uvijek postoji nešto, taj osjećaj da želimo da uživamo odmjeno od Krišne. Ruka ne želi da sve da Krišna u ustane, da želi nešto da zadrži za sebe, da sama probavi.
We belong to Krishna.
Mi pripadamo Krišni.
We are Krishnas.
Mi smo Krišni.
In one sense we are one with Krishna. This is how much we are together.
I u jednom smislu mi smo jedni sa Krišnom, to je toliko smo mi zajedno.
Like the hand, which is one with the body.
Poput ruke koja je jedna sa tijelom.
But because we feel separate still,
ali pošto se mi još uvijek osjećamo odvojeno,
we think we need to do something separately for our well-being.
Mi mislimo da bismo trebali da radimo nešto odvojeno za svoj dobrobit.
So when you are purified, this stops.
A kada ste pročišćeni, to prestaje.
You had a second question, which was much easier to answer, but I forgot.
How to check the level of humility.
What? How to check the level of humility. Make it humility check up.
Kako pravijete nivo poniznosti, napraviti pravi poniznosti.
How much do I like to serve with my body?
Koliko želim da služim sa svojim tijelom?
How much am I willing to deeply introspect with my mind?
Koliko sam spreman da imam jednu duboku introspekciju sa samim sobom?
Is there perhaps something I don't want to see?
Da li je tu možda nešto što ne želim da vidim?
How much how much am I in self-complacency?
Koliko se nalazim u jednom opuštenom stanju?
The simple question is how much taste do I have?
Jednostavno pitanje je koliko imam ukusa.
When it's big, usually the humility is also big. When it's small, the ego is big.
Obično je pravilo da ako je ukus velik, to znači da je poniznost velika, ako je malo ukusa i puno i
My dear devotees, I think we should stop here. Because this was a lot to take in. Yes. I wanted to show you something. How much the attitude. Well, I do this next day. I wanted to show you the power posture. There's some very surprising teaching in the power posture, which I will tell you tomorrow, not now, because you want to go. I also think here is enough.
To ću vam pokazati sutra, ima jako puno pozadine o toj pozi moći, ali to ću vam reći tek sutra, zato što mislim da smo trebali sada stati.
We will just close everything with, so because now we are so much in the mind, we have listened so much, we will just sing a little. And Miloš, I think you need a microphone. I couldn't hear the
drum.
Can you play louder?
I'm just afraid it's too loud.
No, don't be shy. You are a master, but is it, this not a true?
Yeah, it's a trombone. It's a
trombone. Yeah. It's a very beautiful.
But I don't know how it will fit with kirtan, but we can try.
We can try. It has softness and sweetness in it, no? Just really only 3 minutes, not just to close it. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaur Premanani Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. It's Marva, good. Marva Muni is there, who will give us perhaps an orientation?
Yes.
Yes.